Welcome to a Pac-12 Football Conference Championship edition of Scout and Rod on the Landry Football Podcast Network. It is USC playing for a playoff spot. It will be the first ever college football playoff for USC. Remember, last time they won it was BCS. They're going to have to beat Utah this time around, a team that beat USC early in the year in Salt Lake. This USC team is entering this week with a big win over Notre Dame at home. Utah's defense is solid, been gotten better and better as the year goes along. Their offense can move the football. It's not as good of a Utah defense as in the past, but it's gotten a little bit better. This USC defense has found a way to create turnovers, particularly timely turnovers all season long. They're plus 20 in the turnover margin. Utah gets in, been solid, needed some help last week. What's the difference? What's the matchup here? Can you control Caleb Williams? This USC team is more dependent on one player, Caleb Williams, than any team in the country. And he is the best player in the country. He's your Heisman winner. He's going to be the first pick in the 2024 NFL draft, barring unforeseen circumstances off the field injury-wise. This guy is a combination of Lamar Jackson and Patrick Mahomes. I mean, this guy has got the goods that can carry a team, and he's done so. His ability to extend plays outside the pocket puts tremendous stress on defenses. Can Utah contain him? This is not a great USC team. This is a good team with a great quarterback that's put them on his back. Doesn't have much weaknesses to try to slow down. It's very difficult to get it done against him. Will USC be able to create some turnovers? Because I do think this defense is going to have a hard time stopping Utah. It's likely going to be a shootout like it was last time. What defense can create stops? Utah's probably more capable of making stops. USC will be able to create more turnovers. At least that's how it's played out during the course of the year. It's going to be a fascinating matchup. It is a playoff game. It's a play-in to the playoff game. We've got the breakdown for you over at LandryFootball.com. Make sure that you check it out, as well as all the other breakdowns of conference championship game weekend, as well as all the NFL matchups. Subscribe, like, and share the Landry Football Podcast Network. Now, for the route to victory on this game, let's head on over to our Vegas Insiders.
I'm Ryan Stevens, and this is the route to victory for this weekend's Pac-12 championship game between the number 11 Utah Utes and the number 4 Trojans of Southern California. This one's set for 8 o'clock Eastern on Fox. USC currently a 2.5-point favorite. This one actually opened at 1.5 for the Trojans, so the line's shifting a bit in their direction. USC 11-1 this year overall. Of course, their only loss coming to the Utes earlier this season, back in mid-October in that thriller out in Utah. The Trojans are 8-4 against the spread thus far in 2022. They are also 4-0 against the spread against teams with a winning record, and 5-1 against the spread in their last six games following a straight-up win. On the flip side of that, 2-9 against the spread in their last 11 Friday games, and 1-10 against the spread in their last 11 neutral site games. Something to keep in mind as we go into this one. Utah 9-3 overall this year, 7-5 against the spread. They are 5-2 against the spread in their last 7 games following an against the spread win, but they are 0-4 against the spread versus teams with a winning record. Obviously, USC fits that bill. I do think the Trojans come out on top in this one. They are just red hot right now, and it was a bit of a shootout the first time around. So now we start to take a look at that over-under number, currently at 66.5. The Trojans are over in their last six games. They're over in their last five when they've allowed more than 280 passing yards in the previous game. They're over in their last four following an against the spread win. They're over in their last five following a straight up win. They're over in their last five conference games. They're over in seven of their last eight games in which they have allowed less than 100 yards in the previous game. They're over in 4 of their last 5 neutral site games. They're over in 6 of their last 8 against teams with a winning record. Can you pick up on the trends here, folks? Utah, though, under in their last 4 games following a straight-up win. They're under in 4 of their last 5, but over in 8 of their last 10 on grass, and over in 5 of their last 7 December games. 5 of their last 7 December games there. So I do think this one goes over the 66.5. I think we have a similar high-scoring affair that they had the first time around, but I think USC comes out on top this time around. Thank you for joining us here on the Route to Victory. You can find more game previews as well as breakdowns of the NFL, NBA, and top college matchups on the Sports Betting Stack. Search Sports Betting Stack on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Ryan Stevens, and this was the Route to Victory for the Pac-12 Championship game.